Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, we review the summer in sport. Australia bash everyone in the cricket. Coldplay wrecks a game of footy in America. And Mitchell Pearce roots a dog. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys 2016. And if you're hearing this, Late Mailman is dead. Actually, he's not. Late Mailman won't be appearing on Full Credit to the Boys for the little foreseeable future at least. You've probably seen him very busy on Australia's Got Talent, My Kitchen Rules and First Dates. And for now, he's ruled out with an unknown injury. So I am your captain, as it were, for 2016, which about makes as much sense as making John Hoppawattie captain. But in a few weeks' time, there will be a new host to sit alongside the chair, steer us in the right direction. The former Newcastle mayor, the Hunters' very own Kyle Sandilands, radio announcer, gigolo, and colourful racing identity, Normie Dorrell. And we'll talk to Normie in a little bit, and he can explain to you what his visions are for Full Credit of the Boys. And I'd anticipate that he'd have the much vision as Stevie Wonder in the dark. So anyway, should be interesting. Just for the meantime, I have a little bit of a work experience, boy. Some would say he's a musician. He's probably the thinking man's Jimmy Barnes, although upon reflection, he's probably the thinking man's Craig McLaughlin. Sid, the work experience kid, welcome to Full Credit of the Boys, Sid.
Thank you very much, legend.
You can find Sid at Sid Punts, and he does, usually to pay his bills.
Not very successfully.
Now, you and I know each other from the local.
We do indeed.
And many schooners have been drunk down...
Mate, I love going every Friday night down...
No, don't tell them where we drink.
We can't say?
No, we don't need to know that. Tell us a bit about yourself. You're a musician.
I am a musician.
You're a struggling musician.
Oh, I don't like to call myself a struggling musician.
You're a struggling musician. You've got the arse out of your pants. And when I say arse out of your pants, that's not a colloquialism. That's actually, you do have the arse out of your pants. You're that
These
bastard.
Are my favourite pants.
Are they?
I'm not chucking them out.
They've been your favourite since, what, 1984, 85,
yep,
roughly?
Yeah.
What about the old hourglass around the ball bag there? So, what about your sporting experience, Sid? Tell us about that.
Mate, that's why I thought you brought me on this show, for my sporting prowess.
Yes. Doesn't exude athlete, if I'm honest, if I'm looking at you.
I'm glad it's a podcast and not televised. Can't we lie?
We can stream. We'll stream this later. Periscope it. We'll periscope.
Mate, I was a very successful footballer in my day.
Were you? Who for?
Yeah. The school team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a school team that spent a lot of time licking the windows and biting their ears? Or
it was a Maris Brothers school, and one thing I learnt is tell no secrets. If you weren't there, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And how has the ICAC inquiry been?
Can we move on?
Yeah.
As my lawyer is tapping me on the shoulder.
And what about who do you follow? Tell the people.
I'm a crazy black and white Magpies, Western Suburbs fan.
So, Campbelltown, is that your...
Yes.
What are your earliest
Beautiful
memories?
Part of the world.
Who was your favourite player?
Oh, there were such big names back in the day for the Western Suburbs Magpies.
If you say Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor is a Western Suburbs legend. I wasn't going to say him, but he's a Western Suburbs legend. Old St. Greg's boy.
Yes.
But there were too many to mention. Leo Epifania. He was a killer. Trevor Cogger. Trevor Cogger once went up on the judiciary for biting another player and took his teeth out in the judiciary and said, look, I don't play with my teeth in. How could I have bitten him? That's a true story.
He wasn't biting, he was tasting.
He was just tasting him.
And these days, you're a staunch West Tigers man?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how are we looking? Tell us.
Mate, it's going to be a big season for West Tigers this year.
Is it?
I tried to say that with a straight face.
How many coaches will we have?
No, JT will be fine. He'll be fine.
What?
Yeah, no, he'll be there at the end.
My mail, as of yesterday...
You are in the know.
6 weeks.
He's got 6 weeks to turn it around?
Robbie Farah out for 6 weeks. Now, if we were doing an X-File episode on this,
mm-hmm.
What would the conclusion you'd make from that?
I think there'd be a conspiracy behind all this.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Robbie's...
I think Robbie knows.
Yeah?
Yeah. Scrape that knee. Get the surgeon to give it a bit of a look around.
You think so? You think so?
6 weeks off.
Well,
see you, Jason. Welcome, Ivan. Happy families. Let's make a run for the semis.
See, it hasn't taken you long. And I knew this would happen, that you start bagging JT. This is a pet project of yours, isn't it?
This is a constant over the bar, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't like the bloke.
Why?
How
can you not like the scarecrow?
I reckon nude, he'd look like a skinned rabbit. nah, he's no good, mate.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I dug out some statistics to defend poor old JT, the former Magpie legend, amongst such luminaries
Magpie,
as...
North Sydney, Parramatta.
Yeah. Amongst such luminaries as Jeff Dillon, another great Western Suburbs.
Jeff Dillon.
He's another great one.
A bolt from the past.
Yeah. A very ordinary back rower, I think he's been described as.
By himself, I believe, young Jeff.
There's a lot of them. Bruiser Clark. There was heaps of good players. But anyway, look, I'm not here to defend him, but I will.
Okay, go.
Did you know, I did a bit of research. Wikipedia is a lovely thing.
You're going to fit right into this podcast.
So, I did a bit of research. And for all the doom and gloom that people love to pour on JT, did you realise...
Here we go.
He is the fourth most successful coach in West Tigers history.
And how many West Tigers coaches have there been?
Five.
That's a little bit awkward. Who was fifth, just out of interest?
Well, remember the great halcyon days of Terry Lamb coaching West Tigers? The Hoppawattie days? He's just 1% above Terry Lamb.
1% above?
Yeah, Terry Lamb.
Above the great bar.
Terry Lamb had a success rate of 32%, which is good for a Tigers team.
Yeah, yeah.
JT's currently sitting at 33%.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
And no scandals.
After 6 years.
It's been smooth running since
Speaking
he's been
Speaking of scandals, later on in this podcast, we'll talk about two fantastic, juicy, Woman's Day-like rumours that I've heard over the summer. One of them involves a State of Origin player. Move on.
I was going to say, surely not a scandal in rugby league.
Yeah, tell me more about Jason Taylor.
Well, mate, you're the one that tears him down. I reckon he's great. This is another interesting fact that I found, thanks to our friends at Wikipedia.
Yes.
Do we do sponsor shout-outs? Are we sponsored by Wikipedia? No?
Yeah.
I was doing some research, and an interesting fact. In, I think it was 93, Jason Taylor was our gun player at the Magpies. And he actually sought a release from the last year of his contract at West.
You say gun player, I say the cleanest of your dirty shirts. But anyway,
on. He was the best amongst a bad bunch. But he actually sought a release from his last year of his contract because he didn't get along with the coach.
Well, isn't there some irony there?
Isn't there?
That's delicious.
Yeah. So
who was that coach? Who can we go
That was Warren
with?
Ryan, the Wok.
The great Wok.
The great Wok.
Don't talk to me about his grand final decisions sitting down the two great men.
Yes.
So you're a staunch defender of JT.
I certainly am.
So you're on the JT...
I love the scarecrow.
You're on the same... You're on the JT side of the fence as far as the JT v. Farrah.
100%.
You are. You don't like Robbie?
It's all Robbie's fault.
Is it?
Yep.
Interesting. And just one thing I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Since JT left the Roosters.
Yeah.
Gone like bastards, haven't they?
Well.
Two minor premierships.
I think he had a lot to do with the build-up towards that.
We'll leave it there. This bloke's an idiot. He'll fit right in.
We're just in a 15-year rebuilding phase at the Tigers. We'll come good.
And where can we find you again on Twitter?
At Sid Punts.
Sid Punts.
Yeah.
At Sid Punts badly or just at Sid Punts?
Very badly.
Right. Okay. Well.
But I'll have a tip later in the show if anyone wants it.
Expect an influx of followers, probably 8, maybe 9.
That'll triple my followers.
I'd like to say go there and watch the gold roll by, but I can't even say that with a straight face.
Nah.
Sid will be alongside us for the year. He'll be a special comments kind of bloke. Your, David Middleton. Who else?
David Middleton. Yeah. I'm more of Brian Fletcher.
Brian Fletcher?
Yeah.
Oh, you got that sentence out, so I don't think you are. I'd put you in the Freddie Fittler kind of... Freddie's gone crazy kind of fucking class. So.
No, Piggy Riddell? More of Piggy Riddell kind of?
You've got the physique of Piggy. Yeah. Although, no, you're in better nick than Piggy, if I'm honest. So you're alongside. You'll be tossing in the odd dry wit.
Mate, my agent has okayed it. I don't have too many gigs on. I can squeeze this in, apparently.
So let's introduce you to the great Normie Dorrell. He's from Newcastle. He's the Newcastle Kyle Sandilands. He's a bit of a gigolo. He's what you call a colourful racing identity. But let's see if we can get him on the line.
Yes, welcome back.
Normie, welcome to Full Credit to the Boys, son. How are you?
Former. You couldn't call me at a better time, mate. The boss has just gone to the bathroom, so I was able to sneak out to accept the call.
Well, it's quite awkward considering you work in a bathroom. So, mate, tell the listeners, Full Credit to the Boys, first of all, where they can find you on Twitter.
At Normie Dorrell is where the action is at, mate.
Where the gold's made, where it's produced.
All the right. Can you hear? I'm actually... the busiest streets in Crow's Nest. If you've ever been over this side of the traps, it's
How far is that from Marrickville?
Mate, that it'd be a good half.
I don't go. That's as north as I go, Marrickville.
Now, who's this work experience kid you've got in there?
Sid, the work experience kid. Say hello to Sid.
Hello.
G'day, Sid. Hey, mate.
How's it going?
The 48-year-old work experience kid.
And what's been the topic of discussion thus far?
We've spoke about the summer of sport, Coldplay wrecking a game of football, and Mitchell Pearce rooting a dog.
Yeah, well, look, I like to call him by his given name, Junior Junior. It seems to be a common occurrence with NRL players and some form of animal.
Yeah, tell me.
In the lead up to a season.
Joel Monaghan, wonderful friend of the of the animal kingdom.
Well, you pretty much can guarantee Junior Junior will be named Man of Steel in the English Super League next year, because I think once you've done the deed with the dog, you tend to go on to great things in England. It wasn't Joel Monaghan; he was Player of the Year. I'm sure of it.
Normie, can I just say, if there is a God, Mitchell Pearce will return to play the Bulldogs. That will be his first game back.
It's an NRL marketing dream.
Well, mate, let's hope it's not raining cats and dogs out of Belmore, because Mitchell Pearce, he'll be all over that.
Yeah, there's a lot of nervous dogs around Bondi, they reckon. Hey, tell the fans, you are the new late mailman. Congratulations. You have to start wearing a hoodie every week.
What happened to the former? Not the former legend, the former... Late mailman, what have you done with him?
Well, ever since he went on 50 First Dates and hooked up with that tranny, we haven't seen hide nor hair of him. So, I explained to the listeners, since he'd been elected as Prime Minister, obviously now we can say that late mailman was Malcolm Turnbull.
Without revealing his face. See, that's the thing for me. I'm still yet to meet you in person, and the fact you would have let me come into the studio for this, you've insisted on calling me during work hours.
Well, the fact that you're at Crow's Nest is the fact that you're at Crow's Nest is a little bit too close, if I'm honest. when do you think you will make it to the House of Full Credit?
Well, that's the thing. So if I do come over to the studio, I will meet you in person, or do we sit in separate rooms, or what happens there?
Oh, no. We'll be in the same room. I'm all hands, I've got to warn you, so...
He is. I've got to warn you that as well.
And do we get a 50% share of this work experience, kids? Is he at the back of calling both of us, or is he your personal imp? What happens there?
I'll tell you one thing. That's all I'm going to say, okay? One hell of a foot massage. Unbelievable. Hey, Normie, tell the fans... Who do you follow? Where does your heart lie?
Well, it hurts me every time I say it. It's almost like you have to... Before I can tell you, I've almost got to say, don't laugh, because it's no, you're not meant to laugh.
It's too late. We've already laughed.
Mate, it's the bloody Sharks, and every year my whole family follows them. Like, I don't know why. I've never lived in the Shire. I've only ever been to, I think, the Shire twice.
The Harold Holtz. You're in the Harold Holtz. So,
yeah. But no, all the brothers follow them. I'm not sure why, because every year it's just absolute disappointment and rage.
So, with being a Shark fan, obviously we're going to be right for drugs.
Oh, mate, that was all a beat up. Come on. That was all a beat up.
All right, well, we'll let you go, mate. We'll see you in here soon, and you can take over the captain's reins, as it were, because right now...
Is this a paying gig? Because you haven't nutted out any of the finer details. You've just said, we'll call you, make yourself available, but is this what I've done here? Is this paid or what?
As I've said to Sid, it's personally rewarding. Take of that what you will.
Mate, I'm a big name. I'm a big name, mate. Can.
Sid reckons.
Certain suburbs of Newcastle, you mentioned my name. Fanfare.
I told everyone you're a colourful racing identity up there, so that's good.
Tinkler's right hand man, mate.
They reckon cocaine sales are going down in Newcastle once you leave. Well done. All right, mate, we'll let you go. And we'll see you in studio very soon. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is the very funny Normie Dorrell. Follow him on Twitter at Normie Dorrell. And maybe. Tweet him with a hashtag FCTTB, and we'll talk to you soon, mate.
Yeah, and I'll block you as soon as you tweet me. All
righty,
thanks, former.
All right, mate, talk to you soon. Righto. Bye-bye.
See you, bud. Bye. Bye.
Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the new captain of the ship, the great Normie Dorrell. Follow him on Twitter, as I said. Maybe tweet him. Make yourself known. Allege that he may have... been responsible with some of the Hey Dad and Rolf Harris sort of shenanigans.
He'll fit in real well around here, not because of that, but being a Sharks fan with a Balmain fan and a Western Suburbs fan.
Yeah, oh, Western Suburbs, yeah. How's that going for you?
That's going well.
Yeah, it might be going really well after in 12 months' time when it's just the Western Suburbs, but we'll talk about that later on. All right, that was Normie Dorrell. Thank you very much, Norm. We'll see you soon. All right, first up in the summer of sport was cricket, and let's go through them quickly. In the tests, Australia beat the Kiwis, and the shadow, the gravestone, the bones of once was a great cricketing test nation, including the Viv Richards story. The Windies, where we won both test series 2-0, and played in front of approximately 15 to 20 people. Let's put it this way. There was that fewer people at the crowd that, as the players walked on, the ground announcer introduced the crowd to the people instead of the other way around.
I was at the New Year's test.
How was that?
Atrocious.
Why?
First day, there was a bit of play from memory.
Yep. Oh, and then it rained.
Then it rained.
And rained.
Then I went the second day. Went to the Olympic Hotel.
Yes.
Didn't actually get to the ground. It rained.
How much through the jukebox?
A lot.
How much through the pokies?
A whole lot.
Pyramids?
Yeah, the pyramids. They weren't paying. They weren't paying.
No luck.
But day three, I had another stab because it was raining again.
Yeah.
It was the worst test match I've been to in a long time.
Can I tell you, I think I've told this story once before on the podcast, but I'll tell you quickly. When Facebook first kicked off and we had a couple of mates who took their missuses over to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you used to be, I don't know if you still count that on Facebook, but you can check in on Facebook, blah, blah, blah.
Yep, yep.
Sid's at, you know, yeah. The Olympic Hotel.
Yep.
So, old mate checks in. Billy and Mary are at the Egypt, or at the pyramids, or whatever they call it, the Great Sphinx. And then underneath his comment was, I spent the whole day looking at the pyramids. To which one of our mates promptly jumped on board, and I'm talking like 20 seconds later, and typed in, did you get the free spins?
Nice.
The one-dayers, Australia beat India 4-1.
There should be no more one-dayers. I'm over it.
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, there's too much cricket.
Okay. Well, I don't think there should be any international 2020s. There you go.
No, I'd go along with that, but I am a massive fan of the Big Bash.
Oh, no dramas with that. But the international 2020s just seem to me like it's drunks cricket.
It is.
You know? India beat Australia 3-0 in the T20s. I don't think
anyone... See, that's why you don't count it.
Yeah, exactly.
We lost.
Yeah. I don't think anyone cares or will remember, especially Australians. Indians will. The Indians I know. Shout out to... anyway. And in the KFC Big Bash, which I know what you wanted to get to. I love the Big Bash. This is right in your sweet spot, isn't it?
I was actually very against T20 altogether.
Right.
And I thought these Mickey Mouse teams being in the Big Bash.
Yep.
Not a fan.
Yep.
However.
How many games did you go to this year?
I went to probably 4 or 5 games.
And that was obviously your busiest time was when you were picking up the papers at the end of the game. How did that go?
Yeah, no.
Messy crowds?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even think they played 4 or 5 games at the SCG. So I probably went to 2 or 3 maybe.
You're not a member, are you?
I am a member.
Mailman was a member. Now you're a member.
I am a member.
Oh. From,
I'm a battler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell that.
Music industry
that.
Has treated me well.
Yeah, you think every box of a battler.
But I'm a big fan. My missus loves it. She'll go out there. Yeah.
God, there's hope for us all.
I know, right?
Don't buy her glasses, bro. That's all I can say. Do not buy her glasses.
But she loves it. The kids love it. It's a family thing.
Did you fly that missus in? It's great for cricket. Did you fly her in or?
Listen, we don't want to disclose too much. Big shout out to my missus.
Dang Mao.
I didn't want to say her name. I'll see you soon, sweetheart. Dang Mao.
Put the rice on.
Love you, baby. Anyway, we're talking about the T20, the Big Bash.
Tell me.
I'm a fan of. I'm a Sixers fan, obviously.
Oh, we just don't talk, me and you.
Yeah.
All these things are coming out that you've never told me once in the great hotel.
Yeah. But I'm a big fan. Have you been out at all to the Big Bash?
The Thunder.
Oh, the Thunder. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about results later. But anyway, go on.
You can't not be a fan of the Sixers. My highlight of this year, because the Sixers weren't travelling real well.
Brett Lee wasn't playing.
I'm a big fan of Brett Lee.
Oh, this is where we'll end this podcast. Thanks, everyone, for your time.
I've got all these albums, Six and Out albums. Big fan. Big shout out to
my mate
Dorse, who plays keyboard for him.
And Richard Cheekwee.
Yeah, big fan.
Big Gav.
But the best bit about the T20, the Big Bash, is seeing Dougie Bollinger and his hairdo. Have you seen his hair?
Doug the Rug, yeah.
He was a Australian legend. Now he's been reduced.
Oh, legend's a stretch, but nonetheless.
Well, he's got a baggy green. He should put it on and cover that rug. But the highlight for me is seeing him in between overs. They get him up on the big screen in his pink shirt and his funny hairdo, jumping around, singing to the 90s hip-hop song, Jump Around, and revving up the crowd. If that doesn't rev up the crowd...
And then he steams in and tries to bowl some steam, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That's why they didn't have such a good year. Yeah, but the entertainment value alone is worth the admission price.
This fucking idiot was just dancing and jumping around. Now he's trying to knock my head off.
Yeah, not very intimidating. But I'm a big fan.
If he starts dancing to My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard...
Then you know it's time to retire. You've let yourself
finish
go.
Finish that, Doug. Thanks for your time. Are we done with the cricket? Is that it?
Yeah, well, I'm done with the cricket. What is it now? February?
Oh, they're still going, and they're going to South Africa.
It's footy season. It's not cricket season.
All right, next up, and this is a highlight of the summer, I know, to many people. Most people who also visit libraries, I'd reckon. The tennis. Let's talk about the tennis.
You can talk about the tennis. I hate tennis.
$6 outsider, Angelique Kerber. Remember that name? Only because you'll never hear it again, that's all. She rolled Serena Williams at $1.10.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do the maths there. They're tough odds.
I am Sid Punts, and I know the fix was in there. Come on. You're kidding me, aren't you?
I think she was out to 10 or 12 to 1 at one stage when it was one set all.
Sid Punts didn't get on that. I'll give you the tip.
$1.30 favourite. Novak Djokovic beat the human wet blanket, Andy Murray.
Boring.
Yeah, and the $1.10 favourite still got up. Nick Kyrgios proved his one giant flog, smashed rackets, and ripped out the first ref's fault for the year.
Congratulations to him for that.
That's a Manly or a Roosters call cry, but
yeah.
Nick got in front of all the boys.
It's normally a Jeff Toovey or something.
Yeah, ripped out the first ref's fault for 2016.
He won a tournament, didn't he, Kyrgios? He won a tournament finally.
Let's move on. Super Bowl, did you watch that?
Mate, I'm a Cheeseheads fan.
What's that mean?
The Packers. Green Bay Packers. Don't ask me how they went.
Kerry?
No idea how they went. Kerry Packer. I just like that their fans wear cheese on their head.
Okay.
But this year was all about the 49ers with Jarryd Hayne.
Jarryd Hayne! Is he going? Is he going to get a run next year?
I think so.
Is that the story? All right, we'll just roll through this quickly. Red hot favourites, the Carolina Panthers, got rolled by Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning.
What a spectacle, though, wasn't it?
Why?
Oh, for all sorts of reasons. You watched it, I take it.
I'll tell you the strongest part about that game. It gives you 3 hours to drink beer and watch sport.
That's true.
There you go. However, I mean, the game was brought down probably three or four notches from any type of spectacle, easy for me to say, when Chris Martin and Coldplay came out to prove to kids that they could dance and prove nothing in the end. Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
The poor man's Janet Jackson, Beyonce, came out. And
he was on a hiding to nothing, wasn't he?
Well,
I reckon his manager's worse than my manager.
What?
What was he thinking?
I don't think he's got as much. Don't think he's got as much spare time as he has your manager. But
no, that's true.
Coldplay halftime entertainment. I mean, all I could see is that people were either calling Lifeline or their exes.
Yeah,
or both.
Yep. I think Pepsi wants their money back.
As I said on Twitter,
they've made Pepsi depressing.
As I said on Twitter, you need 2 liters of bourbon with that Pepsi halftime break to make that any good. A-League now. You're a massive A-League fan.
I am absolutely not a fan of A-League. Although I like the West Sydney Warriors.
Warriors?
I don't know.
All I know about the A-League is that from all reports from Eddie Maguire, fans have been smuggling flares up their ass.
Is this true? I missed this in the news.
Well,
I've heard there's a flare problem. Worse flare problem than the 70s.
He is adamant it is true.
That they're smuggling it in.
Up the old...
Really?
In they go. Yeah.
That's commitment.
I think a couple of the lifelong members of the soccer have been getting the flares with fists on the end of them.
There's a market for that.
No lube. Straight up. There you go.
Wow. Yeah. And how does Eddie Maguire know this?
I'll tell you what. If me, you and Normie end up going to the soccer...
Yeah?
You bring the beers... I'll bring the banners, nor we can bring the flares.
Who's bringing the fists? that's ultimate in journalism. That's commitment from Eddie, getting that scoop. How low did he have to go to get that scoop?
About 3 foot, I'm guessing, roughly. AFL off-season, which we care greatly about.
Yep.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm a massive AFL fan.
The two big stories coming out of that. We'll go reverse order here. Essendon got dry humped by WADA.
They certainly did. They didn't play their cards right there, did they?
They said, here's a list of 24 players. They can have a year off. Best of luck in 2016. Mm. Now they're signing blokes that have played 3 AFL games, blokes that have gone to 2 games last year.
Yep, it'll be a big season for them this year.
Yeah. If you want to talk about drunks footy, Essendon any week... Get on it. Make that the final leg of any multiple. Any multi you're running this year.
You're cheering.
Yeah. $1.04 is better than nothing. And the other thing getting around about the AFL which caught my attention, Billy Brownless and Gary Lyon. Are you up to speed on this?
I know nothing about AFL. However, Billy Brownless, that's who they named the Brownless medal after, isn't it?
No.
No?
That's Brown Low Medal.
Ah. Right. No, I've got no idea about this story.
Billy Brownless and Gary Lyon both played in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Both hit the media, both tight mates, both busted up with their missus.
All right.
And both of them have screwed the same chick because Gary is now in bed with Billy's missus.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
And they're on the telly together.
On the footy show together.
When's that show start up again? Never? How's that going to go?
I think James Brayshaw, speaking of humour, wet blankets.
I know James Brayshaw. I've seen him on the telly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you've seen him on the cricket. Well, he has the AFL footy show.
Oh, right.
Solo, I'm tipping this year. I don't think Gary's going to be turning up for a little while.
He's a good looking lad. Pretty
what
sure.
What is it with AFL and blokes knocking off their mates' missus?
What we've is
got,
that game?
We've got Carey. We've got Brownless.
Yeah.
Who else?
Brownlow.
Brownlow. Anything? Nothing?
That Brayshaw.
Yeah.
I'd understand if his missus was chopping him.
He split up his missus too.
All right.
Yeah.
What is it down there?
Any other thing in Melbourne Confidential we need to...
I've got absolutely nothing to contribute to the AFL conversation.
All right. One final story before we get to the NRL. Shane Warne has jumped into the jungle with the rats and snakes.
Yep.
Or as I know, family.
Yep.
And proceeded to bag anyone that he's ever met in the last 20 years that doesn't fall to their knees and bow to him, including the great Steve Waugh.
He's just knocked out his whole Indian audience right there. He's a god over there, Steve Waugh.
Baked bean sales are now down to an all-time low in India.
What's he thinking, bagging Steve Waugh? He's like a god everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That's like pissing on Don Bradman's grave, really.
Exactly. Remember that night in Barrel?
Let's move on. All right, NRL. Off-season.
Yep.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
NRL.
Every year.
Mitchell Pearce.
I don't know what to say.
Everyone's favourite whipping boy. Tell me what you think. Well, anyone that doesn't know, God, if you don't know, you probably listen to the wrong podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Pearce was filmed on Australia Day after a big bender. We won't say what he's been bent on.
Yep.
That's up for debate. Liney.
That's up to the courts to decide.
Mitchell has been filmed... pissing his pants on a lounge.
Embarrassing.
Picking up a dog and feigning a sexual act.
We've all done it.
John Monaghan. We've all been that drunk. And essentially trying to grab hold of a chick who's then told him to boot off. What's your thoughts? Tell me.
It's disgraceful.
Is it?
Yeah. We don't have that problem at West Tigers.
The only piss we've had is had 3 beers in his life.
Exactly. Apparently, back in the day, old Wayne was a bit of a wild man as well. That's why...
Negative.
No? Never? Well, you would know.
No, negative.
You never corrupted him?
I don't think it's as bad as it's being made out.
Well, this is controversial.
Yeah.
Which part's not bad?
Well, tell me what's bad.
I think grabbing the chick is bad.
Okay, let's put that to the side for a minute. Okay. What about the other two things? Pissing his pants?
We've all done it.
I've shat myself in a nightclub, so... White jeans, Jackson on George, 1992.
Yeah, but were you on the same coin that he was on?
Have a look at me. You can do the maths from there.
Yeah.
I've
answered that question.
Cut this mullet. What do you reckon?
It's looking good, though, the mullet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It's had a long off season.
Yeah.
And the other part of it, tell me.
The dog?
Well, he picked up a dog.
He did.
And cracked a joke.
You know what?
I have seen
worse. I tend to agree with you.
On Mad Mondays at netball.
Yeah.
That's another story.
They're pretty wild, the Thunderbirds.
So, the one stickler is the whole grabbing hold of a woman who told him to piss off, which he immediately did.
No, that's true. That's true.
So, what have we got? We got a bloke who's just a dick on the piss.
Yep.
Repeated offender, I'll admit.
Yep.
And if he never gets named for New South Wales again, I'm cool with that.
Oh, everyone's...
That should be his biggest punishment.
All New South Wales fans were stoked that he got done. It's like the chick in the yellow dress knocked him out last time.
Oh, and the Queenslander fans were just kicking stones.
Absolutely.
Absolutely off chops, cranky.
I don't know. I just don't know why they keep getting themselves in this mess.
Because there's mobile phones. As I said to someone before, they said to me, former, what would you be doing if... mobile phones and cameras are around in your day.
Yeah.
I said probably 8 to 10 at Long Bay.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as we all make it out to be. And here's a scoop.
Yeah.
I think if he had have wrote it out until the next controversy, which happened to only be a week later.
Which was?
The
which
Queensland one? Boys.
Oh, true. Played true. Up,
busted their curfew, got on the drink.
Yep.
And then one got... semi-arrested or whatever it was, half pregnant or whatever they say it is.
Yep.
And it became news. So they said, well, right, we're banning him. And they consequently, the media forced Walters into, the new coach, Walters.
Yeah, into he's doing a good job.
Banning a few more. Yeah, he's going great.
But not as good as JT.
If Mitchell, I love Jonathan Thurston, it's a good call. If Mitchell Pearce had have rode that storm out,
Yeah, you might be right, actually.
I don't think he would be in half the drama he's in.
He hasn't really hurt anyone, has he?
All they had to do was say, we're going to give him 8 weeks, you know, for mucking up.
All right, well, let me put it to you. The last football player to have an indiscretion with a dog was Monaghan. How long do you reckon he would have had to have ridden that one out?
Well, he's still riding that out. Yeah. Oh, you'd love to play him. The first tackle.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, doing him doggy style. Yeah, so that's. I don't think it's nearly as bad as people are making it.
No, that's true. They've come down hard on him, though.
Anyway, let's forget about that.
Yep.
Russell Crowe, everyone's 12th favourite Oscar nominee and winner.
Yep.
Ended up pissing Luke Keary off. Keary off at the pre-season camp at Nagaland.
Yeah. What do you have? Do you have any inside info on this?
Yeah, apparently Russell has put it on the boys that they played like a bastard, and the only blokes that didn't play like bastards were the Burgess boys.
Yep.
And that
he loves the Burgess boys, doesn't he?
He loves one Burgess. I'll tell you that right now. And that Sam's going to be their saviour, and Luke Keary. Apparently, he singled out Luke Keary from special attention.
Yep.
Luke Keary jumped in a cab and then a plane and flew home.
It's a long way back from Nana Glen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the scoop. If you own a football club,
yep,
that's where it ends.
Yep.
There's no such thing as pre-season speeches.
I totally agree with you.
Especially for some drunk. I mean, bloke.
Yep.
Did I say drunk?
No.
Bloke.
We can edit that out.
Who's just made an absolute dick of himself. And Luke Keary, Gold Coast bound, will enjoy the sun and the surf of Coolangatta Beach.
Yeah, and good on him. Like, really? They won one comp in 47 years or something? They have a bad year? They've had 48 bad years. Why is it Keary's fault?
Last story for the season that keeps giving the off-season. Sean Kenny-Dowd. Dowell.
Wow. Dowell. That blew up again yesterday.
Yeah. What's your take on that?
This is a touchy subject.
All right, let's go to the Nines.
Let's.
Do the Nines mean much to you?
No. If the Tigers won, it'll be the greatest comp ever.
The biggest indicator of what's to come.
Yep. I think we won one game. It's a Mickey Mouse comp.
Well done, Parramatta. The Charity Shield, does that mean much to you?
No.
No.
Why? Souths won, didn't they?
Yes, with a pretty weak side
compared
to a strong St. George side.
Ooh.
The All-Stars game, does that mean much to you?
No.
No.
Chris Lawrence played in it. I'm all about West Tigers players. None of those games had West players in it. Doesn't interest me. I think Chris Lawrence even pulled out injured.
The World Club Challenge.
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
No.
Here's my idea.
Hit me.
Okay. We're talking
are you going to revolutionise the off-season?
Absolutely. We're talking about too much rugby league, players being burnt out with 3 months to go.
I'm not talking about that.
No, I've never.
There can never be enough rugby league.
Give me $500,000 a year. I'll run until October.
How many games did you used to play? A week.
Suspended. So here's my idea. Scrap the World Club Challenge. It means nothing. And we're just lapping these blokes now, and it's getting embarrassing, and it's making their comp look pretty poor. So scrap that. There's your first one.
They always talk that their comp's pretty good.
Now,
Doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, sure. The Nines.
Yeah.
Play it during a general bye weekend when the Origin is on.
I like that idea.
Now, no Origin players usually play anyway, so who cares?
That's true.
Play it in New Zealand. It gives then the Kiwi fans something to go to when we're watching Origin.
Yep.
On a bye weekend, check please, John Grant. $100,000 will get you that idea through the hoops.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
Mate, that's genius.
All right, yeah.
Not a lot that comes out of your mouth is noteworthy,
well,
to say the least.
It was after 12 beers, so I sharpen up after 12.
There has to be something done around Origin time. They got to...
General buy.
It takes about 6 weeks and there's not... Nines, you haven't got your players during...
General buy, Nines, you send a bunch of 20s players plus, I don't know, let's throw a figure up. Four first graders, regular, who have played, I don't know, four games at least in this year.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Bang.
Have a big carnival, mid-season carnival.
Check, please, John Green.
Yep.
And I think that's it. That's it for the summer of sport. All right. right, so as we come to the end of another podcast, I thought I would give you some off-season juice, a bit of a rumour.
Interesting. All right. You're in the know.
Well, you know. So, the story has it. I've got to remember how to word this properly without having lawyers lob at the door. The story has it that there is a video getting around of a sizable player. And when I say sizable, I mean quite well known.
Oh, not well endowed?
No. Well, I haven't seen the video, but anyway.
Well known player.
Very well known. I'll say representative.
Okay.
I won't say who for. And he is in the act of having sex with a young lady.
Okay.
And also partaking in another illegal activity, and in an illegal activity at the same time.
That's vague, but I like how vague it is.
And this video was being shopped around and now isn't, because the player put a stop to it.
Wow.
How the player put a stop to it is up for debate.
Wow.
I don't want to be any less vague than that for fear of reproach, but there's a rumour for you.
I'm not getting paid much for this gig. I don't want to be sued.
Half of nothing's nothing. So.
Exactly. Actually, they can sue me all they like. What are they going to get? So, wow. There's a scoop.
That's the rumour getting around, without getting too far into it. Now, let's do a little bit of housework before we finish. Last year, we had the Twitter challenge where the listeners nominated a celebrity for both me and Late Mailman to try and get a retweet and a follow from. And we're very unsuccessful. There's no way of better way of putting that. This year, I'm thinking we may well introduce Normie Dorrell and maybe even Sid the Work Experience Kid into the fold.
Okay.
By doing this again. So if the listeners have any ideas for Twitter Challenge 2016, we're going to need three names this year. That's three names. And if you've got any ideas, send them to us. Tweet us. Tweet Full Credit to the Boys Twitter account. We'll all see them and we'll go through them. Second of all, there will be a new segment called Grab a Mirror. Let's just leave it at that for the time being.
Sounds interesting.
And thirdly, and finally, there is another segment called Life Advice with Normie and Legend. If you've got any issues you want us to sort out, probably badly, if you've got marriage issues, what other issues could you have? Financial issues.
You've definitely got issues. If you're asking you guys for advice.
If anyone is qualified to talk about issues, it's me. We'll solve them for you. So send them into Life Advice, hashtag Life Advice, to the Full Credit of the Boys Twitter account, and we'll go through them. Give as much detail as you can. Maybe private messages.
I like this. It may have to be a private message.
If your life's not wrecked now, it will be once I give you a bit of advice. And Normie, you've heard how Lucy is. Good luck. That's all I can say. So for now, this is the first episode of 2016, a new season. Thank you, Sid the Work Kid.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Not my choice.
the oldest work experience kid in the world. Thanks to Normie. You'll hear from him live and in the Full Credit house very soon. And until our next episode, which will be a preview of 2016 NRL, all I can say is good night and goodbye. And Sid?
Good night and good luck.
You're an idiot. See ya. Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action? Am I gonna see some action, baby? Am I gonna see some action?
Can you hear me, mate? Normie.